קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם, מאמר החירות.
Preparation for the lesson from Baal HaSulam, Zadi called the Freedom. When the children of Israel were rewarded with complete vikut on the holy occasion, their vessel of reception, their vessels of reception were completely emptied of any worldly possessions, and they were cleaved unto him in equivalence of form. This means that they did not have any desire for any self-possession, but only to the extent that they could bestow contentment, so their Maker would delight in them. And since their will to receive had clothed in an image of that object, it had clothed in it and bonded with it into complete oneness. Therefore, they were certainly liberated from the angel of death. For death is necessarily an absence and negation of the existence of a certain object, but only while there is a spark that wishes to exist for its own pleasure, it is possible to say about it that that spark does not exist because it has become absent and died. However, if there is no spark in man, but all the sparks of his essence clothe in bestowal of contentment upon their Maker, then it is neither absent nor dead. For even when the body is annulled, it is only annulled with respect to self-gratification, in which the will to receive is dressed and can only exist in it. However, when he achieves the aim of creation and the Creator receives pleasure from him, since his will is done, man's essence, which clothes in his contentment, is granted complete eternity, like him. Thus, he has been rewarded with freedom from the angel of death. We need to bring the chisaron, the kli, the lack, the desire to bestow contentment, to bestow. We can bring this desire from our own place, from our own state, only in one form. Wanting to connect to the others, wanting to be included with the others' desires, and bringing the others' desires to fulfillment by the Creator. That is the degree of bina, the degree of faith, the degree of bestowal. That's how it works with its gar and with its sat. With its gar, it's included of the lower ones. With its zat, it can then reach the Creator. We need to take upon ourselves this form. Malchut has to take the form of bina. Therefore, if we ourselves unite, come out of ourselves to connection in the groups of ten, say, and if by that each one processes his self, egoistic self, and is included from the others, by that, he already comes out of himself, meaning he already has this point of birth on his own behalf. But how will he be born? Out of what desire? Of course not from his own desire. We think, when will I get this conception? When will I be born? Where will I have this spark or advance more and so on? It is all on counting on taking the desires from the achap, from the others. The fact that I annul myself in the group, that's just annulment. Fine, so I'm like gar de bina. I don't need a thing. I'm in the state of mutual bestowal. But how can one give contentment to the Creator? How can one discover His lights in the vessels of reception? We're talking about revelation of the light of Chochmah. How? We have to turn to the externals. We have to connect to the public. In my people I dwell. And that is how we discover the correct kli for the revelation of the Creator. You need to agree with this. You need to live with it. You need to understand that specifically that is what brings me to a special, to a unique state. How is it unique? It is by letting go completely of myself. How can I let go of myself? As he writes, people of Israel who have been rewarded with adhesion at Mount Sinai, their vessels of reception was completely emptied of any worldly possession, and they were cleaved unto him in equivalence of form. This means that they did not have any desire for any self-possession, but only to the extent that they could bestow contentment, so their Maker would delight in them. Each and every desire has its answer.